Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning in this morning. This is Reverend Tommy Bounce with Something to Believe In. And we trust today that God is richly blessing you. We've been in old-fashioned camp meeting over this way, and my God's been moving. People have been blessed. People were saved. Young people were saved. Many people confess Christ as personal Savior, and that's wonderful, something to report. So let's get right into our broadcast this morning. Let's do this song for you.
Why don't you let down your debt? Down into the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot sustain. If you let down your debt, way down in the water, he's pouring out the light in me. There are some of you, disease and affliction and sickness reigns within your mind. You've let the prophet of doubt and unbelief convince you that Jesus don't heal the sick and blind. Why don't you let down? Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your neck, way down in the water, he's pouring out his blood and rain. So bad and weary, your body's weak and tired from pain. But it's time to get up, stand up on the Bible. He's pouring out his light and rain. Come on, let's have your neck. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you just let down your neck, way down in the water, he's pouring out the light and rain. Your weapons are carnal, but bless the name of Jesus, it's your power. When he tries to bite the children, remember what old Paul did. Just shake old Satan off into the fire. Come on and let down the net. Way down in the water, there's a blessing waiting you cannot contain. If you let down the net, way down in the water, he's pouring out the light and rain.
Yes, sir. He said to Jesus, Jesus said to Peter, go back out and cast out the net on the other side for a great draught of fish. And he went out, and there were so many fish that he had to call his friends to come in with their boats also and fill up their boats to maintain all that they'd caught. And what a great experience that would be. And we're so glad today that we have the same experience. We went out a long time ago, and God told us that we would become fishermen of men, and that's what we've been doing for many years. We're so glad today that we're here preaching to you by the means of radio each Sunday morning. So let's go right back now and let Martha do this song. And this one, I always remember Miss Mary Howe, who passed on and went home to be with the Lord. This was her favorite song. Martha used to sing it for, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind.
I'm not all that he goes through. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes, I often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm all the special kind. When he was on
Jesus came and died, paid a price you and I couldn't pay, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, sir, we've been having a great time over here on Madamus Creek at on Mount Olive Camp. I wish you could have been here. God moved. We saw the altars lined about every night with young people and middle-aged people. Last night, Brother John Wishon preached on hell, and a lot of people came and gave their heart to Christ. And that's what it was all about, is just having a great time in the Lord. So we're so glad for that, and we're glad that you're there and we're here, and we're able to preach to you the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's go right back right now and listen to this one. This says, I've been to the Potter's house.
All my hopes were sinking fast. The sinful life I was living, I knew that I just could not last. But I went down to the potter's house and placed the spindle into his hand. On the wheel of grace and mercy, he made me over again. Yes, I've been to the Father's house, with hands of mercy molding me. He set me there, and he got in here, so that all the world could see that he had meant with a broken vessel. It matters not what shape it's in. Yes, I've been to the Father's house. I've been made over again. Your life has no meaning. The storms have taken their toll on you. With your vessel in many places, you don't know just what to do. Please come with me to the Father's house and place your vessel into his hand. You'll be amazed at his ability when he molds you again. Yes, I've been to the Father's house, his hands of mercy molding me. He set me first when he was finished, so that all the world could see that he sent me a broken vessel. It matters not what shape it's in. Yes, I've been to the Father's house. I've been made over again. Yes, I've been to the Father's house. I've been made over again.
Well, how about you? Have you been to the Father's house? Have you been remade? You know, 2 Corinthians, he said, behold, all things become brand new. You want to be a brand new person, then you come to Jesus Christ. Well, let's get into the message today. I want to preach to you just a little bit from Luke chapter 15, and then we'll be back with some more music.
You know, I feel today that we need to deal with this situation here in Luke chapter 15 about the prodigal son. Now, I want you to note that there are many prodigal sons today, even some that are listening to my broadcast. I've always said it like this. When we preach repentance to the sinner, it ought to bring conviction. When we preach repentance to those that are lost, it ought to bring about a joy in knowing that they can be found. But when you preach about repentance to a Christian, they ought to rejoice, because sins have been forgiven. But when we look at this story here in Luke 15 chapter, and the Bible said a certain man had two sons, one a younger son, one the older son. But I want you to note what the younger son said to the father. Give me the portion of goods that falleth upon thee. I'd like for us to think just for a little while today, exactly what has God already given you? God may give you what you want, but after you get it, you may not want it. And the prodigal son went to the father and said, Father, give me the portion that belongs to me, because I want to go into the far country. It brings about a personal happiness. You know, there's so many people who are not happy in this world today, because we're searching for happiness in all the wrong places. We do not realize that God can give us what we want. And we don't realize exactly what we want until we get it, and then we realize, hey, I don't need it anyhow. Because everything that comes our way, maybe it's not good for us. Maybe we should not have had it to begin with. But people think today that we can find happiness in many different ways, and you can. I'm not saying that you'll be miserable because you got a new car and a new home and money in the bank and all those things. I'm not saying that is what brings about misery. But what I am is asking the question, are these personal belongings really bringing about happiness? We see this throughout our land today, and the Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil. There's nothing wrong with money, but when we love it more than we love God, then we have a problem. It's a personal happiness. You cannot buy it. On this Christmas Eve, you will find the angels hovered over as they sung that song, Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth, goodwill to all men. You can't buy peace. You cannot buy the peace that God can give you. It's not for sale. It's absolutely free. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Peter said that this peace surpasses all understanding. And today people are searching for that kind of peace. Maybe this young boy just was not satisfied where he was at. Maybe he thought the fields were greener if he could go somewhere else. And you know, people are like that today. Another job, another marriage, or something else, another city, another place to live. Maybe I can find my personal happiness somewhere else. But notice here, there is no satisfaction in the far country. It says this young boy come to his father. He said, "Father, give me my portion." And he went into the far country, and soon there he had spent all that he had, and he came to want. You see, this could be the story of many of lives today. The young person who came to himself, and when he did come to himself, all of a sudden he realized he saw his great need was not really found in the world. The thing that he needed was not out there. And a lot of the things that we search for are really not out there. The happiness that we're looking for is not out there. I mean, we've searched, and the Bible said the wicked run when no man pursueth. We go in every way and every direction rather than to running to God. But this young man is going to learn a great lesson. You see, finally, after he had come to the end of his way, spent all of his money, and then he found himself in need and found himself in wanting, he found out that the things that he did have was not satisfying. And then the Bible said he came to himself. He saw his great need. And then he began to repent within his heart. He said, "I will arise, go back to the Father, and I will say, Father, I have sinned against heaven, I have sinned against thee." You see, God is not wanting to condemn you. God is not wanting to condemn and destroy you, because the Bible teaches that the Father is waiting for you to come home. That loving Father still loved that boy. He knew his situation. As a matter of fact, he hurt down inside for him because he knew what his great need was. But you see, the boy had to come to himself. He had to realize that God was not against him, that God was for him. That's why I try to make it very obvious on this broadcast. If God be for you, who in this world can be against you? Because God can give you happiness. God can give you peace. It is sin that takes you to the hog pen. And it's not long until we wallow in the mire of sin until next we are found in the pig pen. How many young people today, you know, right offhand, right now, who have gone that way toward the pig pen? Oh, I know that there's been some that's went out and found success. I thank God for that, but there's been many that went out and never found success because the world has drugged them down to the pig pen. All of a sudden, they find themselves empty and naked and find themselves wallowing in the filth of the pig pen. And that's what sin is all about. It was like a story one time was told of a father who took his young boy, went down to buy him a new automobile when he's going to graduate. They looked at the car. The boy said, "Dad, that's what I want when I graduate." Well, graduation came, and the boy marched through the line, and there stood the loving father, and he handed him a package. And in that package, he opened it up, and it was a Bible. And the young man was very troubled, and he was just so angry that he took the Bible and he slung it aside. He walked away from his father's house. He never once again darkened the door. One day his mother called him and said, "Your father is dying." And before the boy could get home, because he felt that he needed to go home to be with his mother, he got home. The father had already died. When he walked into the house, there laid the Bible, and that father had gone and gotten that Bible and laid it on the shelf, and there was a card of his graduation, and he walked over, he opened the Bible, and lo and behold, here's a check for the brand new car that he was wanting for his graduation. But the story is this. He had wasted it. He had thrown it away. He was bitter. And down inside of him, he was hurt because he thought that God had done him an injustice. He thought that the father had done him an injustice. But the father had not done him an injustice. He wanted him to have what he desired. But you know, God can give us the desires of our heart and send leanness to our soul. So the story is very evident here. The boy rose, went back to the father, and said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven, I have sinned against thee." And you know, that's the remedy, sir. That is a remedy that will bring you back into the full relationship with God. That is a remedy that will bring you...
The mountains dark in a valley, at the time they are so hard. life. There are trials and troubles all the way, but my Lord will show my life. In grief I reach the top of the mountain. It will all be worthwhile. For you see, I'll be closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worth its climb. The Lord, the mountain that I have climbed, it gets harder all of the time. And sometimes I want to stop, but then I think about the time, and I make the mountain worth climbing. And now that I've reached the top of life's mountain, it has all been worthwhile. For now I am closer to the Lord than I have been. That makes the mountain worthwhile. Worth its climb.
Yes, sir. Sometimes we face our mountains in life, and we face our disappointed times, and we face our good times. As a matter of fact, we face disrupted times, but God is God. And in the Father's house, God cares for us. I don't care how far you go in sin, God cares for you. And He loves you. He wants you to come back to Him, because He can give you everlasting life. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and then I'll be back to close the broadcast.
I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked up on the streets of gold beside that crystal sea. We heard the angels singing. Did I hear someone call your name? You turned, and I saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. He said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. Why, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only young. And every week, you would say a prayer before the class would begin. And one day, when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus to come into my heart. Yes, I thank you for giving to the Lord, for I'm alive, let's be changed. And I'm so glad that you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time a missionary came to your church and his picture made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today. Yes, I just want to say, I'm alive. That was changed.
Well, lives can be changed by radio, by pulpit, by many other ways of preaching, but we're so glad that you have supported us down through the years, and we pray for you. Father, we thank you for these that have paid and prayed and helped us maintain this broadcast, that we might reach across the airways, into the homes, the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, where men and women are, that we might proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray a special blessing upon it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, neighbor, we do love you. We appreciate you, and we trust that we can be back with you next week at the same time. But until this same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Your giving makes it possible for this ministry to continue on this station. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing. That address again is Reverend Tommy Mount, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.